أعوذ بالله السميع العليم من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم، والصلاة والسلام على أشرف المرسلين سيدنا محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم والتابعين إلى يوم الدين، أما بعد. My dear brother and sister in Islam, السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. رب اشرح لي صدري ويسر لي أمري واحلل عقدة من لساني يفقهوا قولي. اللهم ارزقنا علما نافعا ورزقا واسعا وشفاء من كل داء. اللهم نعوذ بك من علم لا ينفع ومن قلب لا يخشع ومن عين لا تدمع ومن نفس لا تشبع ومن دعاء لا يستجاب له. رب اغفر وارحم وتجاوز عما تعلم، إنك أنت العزيز الأكرم. اللهم ألهمني رشدي وقني شر نفسي. اللهم آتنا في الدنيا حسنة وفي الآخرة حسنة وقنا عذاب النار. اللهم ارزقنا عملا صالحا متقبلا ترضاه عنا يا رب العالمين. اللهم ارزقنا نور الفهم ونور العلم والتوفيق للعمل بما نعلم يا رب العالمين، واجعلنا حجة لنا وليست علينا، واجعلنا هادين مهتدين غير ضالين ولا مضلين ولا فاتنين ولا مفتونين، برحمتك يا أرحم الراحمين. My dear brother and sister in Islam, inshallah the topic will be Salah. Pray. And before we start talking about Salah, let's prepare for something different. In a tip about the topic about Sunnah, because many sets we have to, you know, like a pillar, we have to prepare first. When the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said of the meaning of بني الإسلام على خمس، Islam has been built over five pillars. And this is what all the Ummah today forgot. A very basic hadith. Islam is built over five pillars. Imagine if I do not have the pillar, or I have a very weak pillar, or I have a corrupted pillar, can I build? Can I put really a beautiful building in the top of it? Doesn't work. And this is what we see today. Why? Why? Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he said of the meaning of إذا عظمت أمتي الدنيا نزعت منها هيبة الإسلام وإذا تركت الأمر بالمعروف والنهي عن المنكر حرمت بركة الوحي وإذا تسابت أمتي سقطت من عين الله. أو كما قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم، If my Ummah elevates dunya the respect and the honor will be snatched from them. And if my Ummah leave, command what is right and forbid what is evil, they will be denied the wisdom and the understanding of this deen. And if they wave finger and insult each other, they will fall down from the eye of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. If you open any book about the topic command what is right, forbid what is evil, and find all the ahadith and all the verses of Quran about this topic, you find out why we are where we are today. If you open the topic of division and what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala warned those who were divided, you will imagine what going on today. Today, every group and every sect in Islam, they claim they are the winning one. And they waving finger against other one. And Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, he warned in the end of time, my ummah will be divided into 73 sect, all of them in hellfire, except whatever I have been living with and my companion. No label, no group, no sect, no scholar. Today some group, they claim they follow the sunnah and destroy all the sunnah and they worship only one scholar. Worship him. Whatever he said, they listen to him. One. Imagine they deny all the scholars in early Islam except one. May Allah save us. Every group have one. And each one claim we believe in Quran and Sunnah. Why I'm saying what I'm saying? Because a lot of people who want to hear my tape, they are new Muslim. They are confused. They go to masajid and confused. What I can do? This masjid tell me right. This masjid tell me left. This masjid tell me north. This masjid tell me south. Each one tell me something and the another one erase it. Today, I said, go back to Allah. Go back to Allah and cry to Allah to give you vision and make you steadfast, because only from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And before you implement anything, cry to Allah and ask Allah to give you guidance. I believe it was no doubt. You ask Allah for guidance, Allah will give you guidance purely to Allah, purely and sincerely to Allah. We talk about the importance of following the Sunnah, because in Salah, prayer, you have obligation and you have Sunnah. Obligation meaning a pillar we must have. Sunan meaning according to the teaching of the Prophet. And by the way, if we hear that according to the teaching of the Prophet, why? He's a prophet. And a prophet or a messenger, he's a teacher. Who chose him to be a teacher? Allah. Who tell him what to do and what to say? Allah. Who taught the Prophet? Angel Jibreel. Who taught Angel Jibreel and tell him what to say and what to teach to Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam? Allah. And today, what we doing? We deny what Allah chose for us. Or we pick and choose according to where we coming from, which country, or which group, or which sect. Very crazy and very dangerous. This is why, sometimes in my tapes, I do not go to rule and regulation. Because rule and regulation is a lot. And once you start talking about it, I might talk about it from my angle. Another group might deny my angle. Maybe I will be out of Islam completely. Because today it's very easy to attack each other. By this way, I decided to talk about the roots of every topic in Islam. And the roots is very simple, but we forgot it. And bear with me and you will see how we forget it. We said Salah is one of the pillars of Islam. By this way, if I want to build Islam on me, I have to start with the pillar. The more ingredient I put in the pillar, the more the pillar will be strong. What does this mean? I need to try to do the maximum effort in where? In the pillar. According to the strength of the pillar, I can build my house. Later on, I can decorate it. But the main thing, to build it. But first, I have to build the pillar. And this is why in Islam, one of the first pillar was in Islam, been commanded by Allah, was Salat. All the command has been given to us in earth, except Salat, has been given from the throne of Allah as a gift to this Ummah, and has been decreased to this amount we have, from 50 to 5. I'm not going to go to that story, because I do not want, you know, take you too long in a different area. The main thing is, Salah is very important and very value. What is Salah? Yes, it's an obligation. Yes, it's a pillar of Islam. Yes, we have to do it. Yes, you have many rules and regulation how to do it. Some of this regulation, if you do not do it, you might break one of the pillar of making Salah. For example, you cannot make Salah until you have wudu. A pollution. Similar, my brother and sister in Islam, when we do anything in Islam, we have to know why. What's the wisdom behind it? What we're doing? And according to the understanding of what we're doing, we will do it with devotion and concentration. And this is what I'm aiming for. When I aim in any topic, I aim of the reality of what we're supposed to do. Inside, out. Some people might consider me a Sufi, or some people might consider me out of whack. Consider me the way you want. But if ever anybody have a brain and have a heart, think, what is this man talking about? And if you study and you seek, you will find out where I'm coming from. You see, Salah is a meeting between us and Allah. Allah gave us us as a gift. When we said Allahu Akbar, like knocking in the door of Allah, we said, oh Allah, open the door for us. I'm coming to meet you. It's not 1, 2, 3 and let's go. No, it's not 1, 2, 3, let's go. It's more than that. By this way, number one, I have to really keep in my heart, Salat is a gift from Allah. Allah gave it to Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam when he went Isra and Miraj, when he went to meet Allah. The only gift we get from Allah to this Ummah at this time was Salat, as a gift. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, Sallu kama ra'aytumuni usalli. Pray like the way you saw me pray. A lot of people today, they saw this hadith, and they took another mini hadith about how we have to make Salah according to the Sunnah. But they take the outside shell, how we put our hand, how we put our feet, you know, all kind of outer regulation. But about inside regulation? Is anybody thinking about it? Do you know in Islam you like it or you don't? Angel first coming in the status of the heart. One of the companions, you know, some of the companions lived to 100, 120 years old, meaning he lived almost 80 to 50 to 90 years after the Prophet ﷺ died, because most of the companion was young when the revelation started coming for wisdom Allah knew. These people later on, this companion, may Allah be pleased with them, they said something very beautiful. They said, we are the companion of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Sometimes some of us, you can smell him long distance away from bad odors, because we do not have too much water. We do not have too much luxury. We have even no dresses, only we have one dress. One dress, and they have not too much water, sometimes it can be for days, and only make tayammum, meaning touching the ground, as a license. They smell not so good, because they sweat from the desert. But they say, when we raise our hand to Allah, Allah accept. And our heart used to be pure to Allah and His Messenger. Today, you doing a lot of wudu, and your heart is corrupt. You raise your hand and nothing happened. My dear brother and sister in Islam, this is what I'm talking about it. And I'm going to go with you step by step to show you what I mean. And after that, ask yourself, which one is more important? I'm not saying that another outer rule is not important, but inside out, not outside in. My dear brother in Islam and sister in Islam, Ya Allah, اللهم اجعله خيرا لنا يا رب العالمين. اللهم اجعله خيرا لنا. We talk about the importance of Sunnah and the importance of following Sunnah. And again, yes, we have to know how the Prophet ﷺ said, how he stand, how he put his hand, but we have something else very important. And this is what I'm going to focus with. The area where I believe not too many people talk about it, and this is why I would like to talk about it with the will of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We said Salah is start by intention to meet Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He wants us to meet Him in a state of cleanliness, in a state of purity. This is why He commands us to make wudu, ablution. The early scholars, they said, wudu is two kinds of wudu. Outside wudu is what we're doing, and inside wudu is what I'm going to talk about, the internal ablution. And by the way, I'm going to share something with you very small. Do you know before even you make wudu, you should make something called istinja? Istinja. And for men, something called istinza, istibra, al-baw, meaning to purify yourself and clear yourself from water. This is another topic. And there's many manner about that. And there's many manner how to enter to the place where we urinate or make our things. Imam Shafi'i, rahmatullahi alayhi, when he died, Sakina, radiallahu anha, one of the late relative of the companion and a follower, she said, رحم الله الشافعي كان يحسن الوضوء. May Allah give mercy to Imam Shafi'i. He used to make good wudu. In the early days, according to your wudu, people will marry you, their daughter, or not. Because you know, if you make good wudu you make good salah. If you make good salah, you have good deen. If you have good deen, you have good manner and taqwa, you have connection to Allah, you deserve my daughter. But it's my father in the early day, one of the main tests, he used to give it to the husband, or the man who want engaged with his daughter, or he want marry her, is to see him, what he's doing during wudu. Meaning, how he really be careful when he do wudu. Today you go, the faucet is open, splash all over, boom, 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 I make wudu. Do you know I commit sin already by abusing water? How many people watch that? You go to masajid, you find out people making wudu and almost like nothing. Where is the sunnah? Is the sunnah only inside the masjid, mashallah? Do you know Imam Shafi'i? He make a fatwa about that, is whoever abuse water in his house is makruh. Whoever abuse water in the masjid is haram. Why he said that? Because he said of the meaning of, if you abuse water in your house, you commit sin. Because Allah cares those who are abuser and they are the companion of shayateen. How you go to salah and you are the companion of shaitan? This is why many evidence, some people abuse water and go to salah, and some of the scholar or Allah know if some of the companion tell them go change your wudu again, do it again. Why? Because they have shaitan with them. Because they abuse water, or they walk too fast, or they laugh too hard. They call it a state of the death of the heart. Meaning the heart is not aware of what's going on. And they know, if you come into salah with shayateen, what's the result? Shayateen will be your companion in salah. What kind of salah you will have? Umar ibn Khattab radiallahu anhu, one of his quality, he used to say, if the Adhan called for jihad, he's like a mountain flying. And when Adhan called for salah, like a dead person or a paralyzed sick person, he's coming very slowly. He almost hardly walking, fearing and humble to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. By this way, the first state, the preparation of the state of the heart during salah. And this you cannot do it until you prepare the state of the heart before even making wudu. And before you make wudu, you should clean yourself internally, male or female. One day, I was present in a session for a big scholar. He has 3 doctor degree in Sharia and Sunnah. 3 doctor degree, without mentioning name. And one person of the audience asked him, oh scholar, if I fart, is I have to do stinja, yes or no? He said, no, you do not have to do it. It's just a sunnah. When I heard that, I remember in one book, I read almost, I don't remember exactly, but almost close to 20 or 28 pages about the fiqh of the condition of when a person fart. When a person have air, release air, they call it gas, fart. I do not know which language really should be. I just remember what people, you know, taught me. I hear gas, air, release air, different language. Anyway, when a person have a leak from behind. This is very important. Some people take it slightly. The scholar said, it's not important. I said, subhanallah, I am a man, I'm not a scholar. I do not have none of this degree. I'm no one. But let me share with you what I know, and you make decision by yourself. Imagine you are overweight, or you are a female, have many kids, or you are a man with a colon problem, like me, or many another internal problem. What this meaning? In fiqh, believe it or not, you might be laughing, but it's true. They said, releasing air is two kinds. Is a silent and loud. And it has different meaning. And the silent one most likely will be dry. And the loud one most likely will be wet. What does mean wet, meaning wet? Meaning you have some kind of ifrazat. Ifrazat meaning something went out from the colon. I do not know the English expression for it, you will find it. You might be better than me, inshallah, meaning something will come from you behind. I forget even what the word for the place where you release your stuff from behind. Anyway, whatever coming, even if it's small amount, meaning you are in a state of najasa, in a state of dirty, meaning, even if you make wudu, your wudu is out. Why? Because you did not clean yourself properly. Or, even in fiqh, they said, when you did it, you were sitting or you were sleeping. Meaning you were lying down or you were sitting. And what kind of sitting? It's a lot of detail about this particular topic. Why? When a woman had many kids, the muscles in a back, it becomes soft. Now with meaning, it can release something in the time of gas. Or if you are overweight, or if you are over 40 years old, or you are from Middle East like us and eating a lot of beans, fava beans, and all this bean and chick beans. Actually, this mashallah is a very good, good producing of amount of gas. Even you can, you know, fill an empty tire or something, you know, Allah only know. Even in China, they make statistics in late 50, early 60, I read it by my eyes, they give the cows a lot of fava beans, it didn't work. It gives them constipation and produce a lot of things. And the cow has for a stomach. Imagine, mashallah, Egyptian and Arabic people, fava beans, you know, falafel, ful, tamiya, and all this, and in the Syrian and Lebanese, a lot of chickpeas, whatever they call it, and all kind of beans. And when you come to America, mashallah, kidney, and this, all these beans. And if you are from Ghana, Trinidad, a lot of beans again, mashallah, all the Muslims eat a lot of beans. And actually, if you study the Sunnah, the Prophet did not eat a lot of beans. And the companion used to say, and you will find it even in medicine of the Prophet ﷺ, it makes the mind slow and make you lose a lot of time because you're going to go to the bathroom a lot to refresh your wudu. Why? Because you're going to do a lot of silent and loud one, a lot. What I'm talking about? I'm talking about something very small, minor. But how small, minor is that can be a very important. I have one brother who tell me I will not make salah anymore. I tell him why. He tell me every time I make salah, I'm releasing urine. Either I have a problem, I have to go to the doctor, or I cannot make salah. I teach him the sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam about how to clean yourself after urinate, which nobody's doing it. Very small amount of people I see doing it. Very small amount, maybe one in a million. Allah knows. Very small amount, unbelievably small amount, to do the manner of the time releasing yourself in the bathroom. Very small amount people know the sunnah and the teaching of the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam and all the manner in the bathroom and outside the bathroom. If we talk about salah, how we talk about salah if our wudu is no good? And how we make wudu if our cleanness is no good? By this way, for male and female, I advise you to to seek knowledge about how to clean yourself in the right way before you make wudu. And this meaning is study the manner, not the regulation. It's a lot of manner you have to implement through that. And do not take things lightly. Because once you take slightly, meaning is no taqwa, no fear of Allah. Because now you don't really value your salah. If you value your salah, you make good wudu. And if you value your wudu, you will make good istinja and you clean yourself properly. And make sure your underwear has no yellow spot. You know, ask yourself, you have a yellow spot? It should not be done. As a Muslim, I should not have a yellow spot. Unless I have sickness or something, and even this, I should take care about it by putting something inside. This is just a small example I'm sharing it with you. Okay? As a piece of knowledge before we go to Salah, and how much? Because if I have no good cleanliness and no good wudu, my Salah is no good. Angel will not come to me. It doesn't matter how I stand, how I read. I can be the most perfect recitation, a reciter of Quran. And mashallah, I'm standing the way the Prophet is standing. But my underwear is yellow. And my behind is dirty. Imagine. What about dirty the bathroom? Instead of cleaning myself and cleaning after me, I clean myself and dirty everything else. It's not sunnah. I should leave everything clean after me. In case one brother or sister go, they will not be. And otherwise, I will commit sins. Because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, إِنَّ الصَّلَاةَ تَنْهَى عَنِ الْفَحْشَاءِ وَالْمُنْكَرِ. Salah prevents you from doing bad deed. This is why the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he said, of the meaning of مَنْ لَمْ تَنْهَوْ صَلَاتُهُ عَنِ الْفَحْشَاءِ وَالْمُنْكَرِ فَلَا صَلَاةَ لَهُ. If your salah will not prevent you from doing bad deed, is no salah for you. Doesn't mean whoever listened to that and said, I'm a full of bad deed, I will not make salah. No, I go back and check what's going on. And this was the whole tape all about. To start from scratch. Even go under scratch. And dig, what's going on? What about backbiting? What about lying, cheating? Is this not important? How I go to salah and I commit to mischief? And I do not even ask people to forgive me. Some of the early scholars, he said, even if you have a dispute with your wife or your husband, do not make wudu until you go and ask him to forgive them. Especially for wife. You read many ahadith about it. Salah will not be lifted above a wife and her husband is angry with her, or she has bad manner with her husband. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, Rahmatullah, the mercy of Allah will not come down in people among them some they are not good to their family. Qati' rahim. Rahmatullah la tanzil ala qawmin bihim qati' rahim. What about if me good to my family, my mother, my father, my uncle, my grandparents, my brother and sister, try to be kind? Even if they give me some abuse and some everything, because it's a test and a trial from Allah. I said it before, Surah Al-Furqan, chapter Al-Furqan, the second part of verse 20. وَجَعَلْنَا بَعْضَكُمْ لِبَعْضٍ فِتْنَةً أَتَصْبِرُونَ. We make you as a trial to each other, you will be patient. وَكَانَ رَبُّكَ بَصِيرًا. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is all-knowing, all-seeing. Is me taking about my relationship between all the people Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala want me to be with them in a good manner? Why am I talking about that? You said this topic about salah, and I'm talking about salah. Because believe it or not, if you read how many ahadith about those salah will not be lifted above their head, you would be shocked. By this way, we're starting to clean our body, internal, external. External by making the right istinja, and istinza and istibra, and do the right format of wudu according to Quran and Sunnah. and you can learn this in mini book, no big deal. In one session, you can learn all about wudu and istinja. No problem. 1, 2, 3 and you're done. But what I'm talking about is struggle. And this is what we left. We take care about a job, will take 5 minutes. And we not worry about a job, take 24 hours a day. Shaitan is waiting. Waiting not in the time of Salah. Waiting for any gap or any disease of the heart. And he will enter and penetrate. And once you come to Salah, you finished. He will bubble you up with whatever came and you did before. And also we have to remember, we are the company of angel or we company of shayateen. If I'm with the company of shayateen, why the angel will come? A person full of shayateen with him and going to make Salah. The angel, even the one who's going to come and pick up my own salah, you will not be with me. Because the last action I did, it was a sin. Not was obedience. And the time I commit any sin, angel will leave, shayateen will come. One person one time he asked me a question. He said, if I go to the mall, just to shop and come back, I have to refresh my wudu. I tell him, listen, from fiqh point of view, you did not do anything to break your wudu. You have any gas leak? No. You want urinate? No. You lost your wudu by any means? No. But look at the early people, how they look at it. I tell him, but according to my knowledge and my very weak amount of understanding, you should make wudu. He said, why? I said, can you trust yourself during all this time? You do not have a bad look? You do not hear some music? You do not laugh too much? You're not involving in dunya? You're not talking about all kind of merchandise? What is meaning? Meaning your heart is already dirty. You do not want to go salah with dirt. You want washed. This is why the Prophet ﷺ, he said that famous hadith. Do you see a man in the front of his door of his house, a river? He make ghusl and he take cleanness from it 5 times daily. Is this man will have any dirt in his body? They said, no, Ya Rasulullah. He said, this is an example of a man waking wudu 5 times a day. It wash his sins. And it clean him the way the water clean you from dirt. This why the early people used to be prepared for salah by making wudu. Be careful, stay in dhikr, do not engage in nothing until they make salah. Why? They worry about the status of obedience as a preparation for salah. Why? They value salah. They value the meeting between them and Allah. They know it is a meeting and they value it. And they want to make sure they give Allah respect. And they go meet Allah clean. Because if they meet Allah clean, they know inshallah their salah will be accepted. And also because they know something else we do not know. If they have any need in a time of meeting, they can introduce it to Allah and ask Allah to, subhanahu wa ta'ala, to accept it from them and fulfill their need. This is why Aisha radiallahu anha, she said of the meaning of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, teach us, if we have any situation or any calamity, we run to make salah. Meaning asking Allah. It's not only 5 times salah or sunnah before and sunnah after. Salah is everything for a Muslim. You need something, you go for salah. You get anger, you make wudu and go salah. You miss something, you go for salah. Even one of the companions of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he said, we are the companion of the Prophet. We do not be shy of asking Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala even for our shoelaces. One companion, he lost one of his shoelaces. He make wudu, he make turaka. Oh Allah, where is my shoelaces? He was not shy of that. Because they know Allah is their Lord. And if shaitan made them forget, the only one can penetrate in them and let them know is Allah. By this way, my brother and sister in Islam, purifying and making wudu start internal by the heart and prepare this heart for Allah. And if you have a dispute, you have something, you have mischief, you lied to somebody, you did something, go ask him to forgive you. It's another ahadith, many ahadith about those Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will not accept the salah until the day of judgment. Meaning the salah will go to a file, but Allah will not look at them because particular action has been done. Like qata rahim, a person he did not fulfill the situation and his relationship between him and his mother and his family, or a man who has shahna, two people have dispute with each other and they have a little bit of bad feeling toward each other, their salah will not be lifted and Allah will not look at them until they correct what between each other. Many ahadith about this topic. What this meaning? If you want to talk about salah, try to be worried about what you're doing before salah. How you conduct yourself. And ask Allah to forgive you and make tawbah always before salah. And clean what between you and others. And if you have a bad feeling between you and somebody, go and ask him to forgive you. Even if they are the wrong one, doesn't matter. You have a job, you won't worry about your salah. You want in the front of Allah to say, Allah, I did what you want me to do. I try. And this all our job is to try. Do not make wudu and engage in some a lot of dunya topic and after that go to salah. And otherwise, whatever you engage with, it will show up in salah. And after that you complain, my salah is no good. Because you go into salah with a topic in your mind and your heart, your salah will not work. This is why again, prepare yourself for salah, before salah. Have always a state of calm. Do dhikr. Remember Allah. Remember the Day of Judgment. One of the famous words Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam used to say, Sallu salatan wadda. Pray like the last prayer in your life. Remember death. If you really say this to yourself every time before salah, salah would be different. You might even stop salah and you go, and oh Allah, I have a dispute with my mother, let me go ask her to forgive me. I have a dispute with my father, let me go ask him to forgive me. I have a dispute with so-and-so, let me go ask him to forgive me. I lie about so-and-so, let me go ask him to forgive me. I did. You will really try to correct yourself before. And like I tell you, the early people used to even worry about all these details. What about us? May Allah forgive us. We worry about the hand of feet and the heart is dirty. Heart is dirty. And we do not want to talk about it. And if you remember and you study in Islam, eyes, ears, and mouth is the main entrance to you going to your heart by shaitan. And according to what you see, what you hear, what you're engaging of by your mouth, you will have a reflection of it at the time of salah. It's like a mirror. And shaitan use it in the time of salah. You saw something bad or you commit sin by your eyes, you will see it in salah. You commit sins by your ear, you hear it in salah. You commit mischief by your mouth and your tongue, you will hear it in salah. Who's doing that? Shaitan. But shaitan is not, he have no sultan over you except. Except what? Except those who are not living in a state of servanty of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And this reminds me by a very beautiful verse, one moment. May Allah allow me to remember it. I think Surah Yunus. Ya Allah. If my memory is correct, it is Surah Yunus. I was wrong. It's not for Tunis. Allahumma salli ala Sayyidina Muhammad. Allahumma alhamni wa ajdi wa ahmi shu'a nafsi. What Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, it is one verse in Quran about shaitan. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, shaitan has no any power over those who are a slave and servant to Allah. This was the meaning of the verse. But this way is a verse of the meaning of, and this has been reported 2-3 times in Quran, Allahu Alam, at least 2 times I remember, in 2 chapter. I don't remember it right now. Is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said to shaitan, you have no power and strength over my own servant. لَيْسَ لَكَ عَلَىٰ عِبَادِي سُلْطَانًا. You have no any will over my slave servant. If I understand that meaning, I should worry about my status of slavery between me and Allah. The more I'm a slave to Allah, the more in the time of Salah, I will not see and hear except Allah. The more I slave to dunya and money and life and this and that and desire and open my eyes and my ear and my tongue to everything, I will see it in Salah. Why I complain? By this way, the first stage of Salah is to close my eyes, close my ear, close my tongue from anything rather than Allah. And even if I cannot do it, I have a period of time, 5 minutes, 10 minutes, 15 minutes, whatever you can, and prepare yourself to make istighfar and tawbah. And do not engage in any worldly talk after wudu. Or even before we do, stop, go. You know what's the problem today with us? We're jumping in dunya 90-95% of our time, and we run to Salah and we won't get rid of it. You see, we won't get rid of it, and we believe we'll finish our obligation. The companion is used to joy it. They used to joy Salah. أَرَحْنَا بِهَا يَا بِلَالِ. Make us content with it and be pleased with it, Ya Bilal. Today, let's go. Let's go. Let's finish Salah. We hurry up. We have anything to do. Let's go. We cannot wait. 1, 2, 3, hop, finish. Taraweeh is the same. One group of people worry about Fatha and Dhamma and the Tashkeel and how to pronounce a word. And all they worry about it in their ear and their heart is a tashkeel and how to pronounce the Quran. Another group, they worry about how to finish Quran. But nobody worry about how to engage with Allah in Quran. How is he implement Quran before? And how is he winning? And inshallah, they said, let's implement it after making salah. Even if I pass a verse and something Allah asked me to do and I cannot do it, or I'm not in the state of doing it, oh Allah, forgive me, I'm weak. There's many reports about Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam when he prayed at night. He used to sometimes stop in every verse about Jannah and ask Allah, and about hellfire and ask Allah to protect him from hellfire. My dear brother and sister in Islam, salah is like any other thing in Islam. You see, all our actions, salah, fasting, zakah, hajj, is start by status of the heart. You have to prepare your heart. You have to worry about the environment very much. You have to worry against your envy, ego, arrogance, desire. And you cannot do that unless you engage in a right environment, or at least doing dhikr and ask Allah to save you, and building faith. And when Allah gives you a trial, leave it and make dua to Allah. This is the main thing of salah and wudu. One day when I was young, I remember many ahadith about how I know if my salah will be accepted. And I grew up, I try to remember, I cannot find it. I try to look for it in all the fiqh book, I cannot find it. And one day, I swear by Allah, what I'm telling you is the truth. One day a man meet me and he liked me. But he was a Muslim, but he was not Arabic speaking. And he gave me an Arabic tape. I said, what is that? He said, somebody give it to me for as a gift. But I accepted from him because I do not want to insult him. But I do not know what the man talking about because I do not understand Arabic. And I feel I want to give it to you. I said, okay. May Allah reward you. Jazakallahu khairan. And I took the tape. I go home. I listen to this tape. And here am I, the tape, inside the tape, the sheikh saying the hadith, which I heard it when I was young and I forgot. Shurut sahhat qabool al-salah. Sheikh Kishk. Allah yirhamak ya Sheikh Kishk. This sheikh, he said, may Allah give him mercy in the grave. He said, I spent long time in Azhar, looking for how I know my salah will be accepted, and I cannot find it. I did the same. And finally, it was not in fiqh book. It was actually a hadith Qudsi, hadith by Allah, okay, and has been reported, I don't remember if Imam al-Tirmizi or al-Hakim. I don't remember exactly. I have the source. I have the source, alhamdulillah. Anyway, and this hadith Qudsi, it was under the topic of manner. It was not under the topic of salah. And another time it was in the topic of running after the orphan. Now, I'm going to tell you the hadith Qudsi, and I'm going to translate it with the will of Allah, and you think how Allah accept our salah. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in this hadith Qudsi, wallahu a'lam, Allah knows best. Innama ataqabbal as-salah. I only accept the salah from those mimman tawada'a biha li'azamati, from those who make it only humbly to me. وَلَمْ يَتَطَاوَلْ عَلَىٰ خَلْقِي, and he will not be arrogant over my creation. وَلَمْ يَبِتْ مُصُرًّا عَلَىٰ مَعْصِيَتِي,
and he will not sleep overnight, and he did not ask me to forgive him over one of the sins. Meaning, I will not be still state in sins. I cannot be in a state of sins and Allah will accept my prayer. Meaning, I have to be in a state of repent and forgiveness and ask Allah, oh Allah, I will not do it anymore. Meaning, a Muslim can make sins, but a Muslim should not be in a state of sins. We have to make sins. We are human beings. We're not an angel. But you cannot live in a state of sins. You cannot be a slave or servant. وَلَمْ يَبِتْ مُصَرًا عَلَى مَعْصِيَتِهِ. And he did not spend his night with the intention he will not repent and he will not stop his sins. وَأَمْضَى يَوْمَهُ فِي ذِكْرِي. And he will spend his day in my memory. The remember of Allah. And keep your tongue always and your heart with Allah. And not only your tongue and your heart. وَمَسَحَ رَأْسِ الْيَتِيمِ. And he put his hand in the hand, in the head of the orphan. It doesn't mean with the hand of the orphan, meaning be kind, be generous, helping them, the orphan. Allah loves it so much. وَمَشَى فِي حَاجَةَ الْأَرْمَلَ وَالْيَتِيمِ. And he walked to fulfill the need of the widow and the orphan again. Those my angel, تقلئهم ملائكتي برحمتي تحفهم بأجنحتهم. My angel will surrounding them with their wings, and my mercy will come down on them, and tranquility will be filled in their heart, and thus I will accept their prayer. Now you see, by this way is many condition. Allah puts a condition. And this condition, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He wants us to think about it and to try to implement it. Because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He wants us to be pure in the time of Salah. Pure internal, external. Always remember that. Internal, external. Because everybody today talk about external and nobody talk about internal. Imagine you make wudu and you make a mistake in wudu. But your heart is pure to Allah, your salah accepted. But if you have all the perfect wudu, the excellent wudu according to the sunnah, and your heart is dirty, and you have arrogant, and you have ego, and you believe you are mashallah, you're finished. Your salah is zero. Because you lost one of the main conditions, is to be humble to Allah. This is, my dear brother and sister in Islam, the main core of Salah. Like I tell you, rule and regulation, how to make Salah is easy. You can find many books today in the market, many books. You can hear it in every masjid. Very easy. In 1-2 session, you finish it. But I'm talking about the manner. How you stand in the front of Allah. Or maybe I'm full of sins. Which am I? What I do? How I stand in the front of Allah? Imagine when you have a ticket for $50. Speeding ticket or a violation ticket. And you go to the court. How you stand in the front of the judge? Oh Anna, oh my Anna, oh my president, oh this, oh. And you feel so humble.
For $50 and 2 points, or 75 and 2 points. And how we stand in the front of Allah. Allahu Akbar.
Ameen.
Where is the humble? Even your voice has no humble. You're standing full of arrogance. Or you find men open their legs like this, like going for delivery. If you look to the manner, if I cannot stand with manner and humble, if I cannot prepare my heart, if I study all the fiqh and all the rule, what would benefit me? Tell me what would benefit me. And if you tell them, please, put your leg a little bit toward me.
This is me, what do you want me to do?
Astaghfirullah al-Azim, forgive me, I was mistaken. You see, today you cannot advise anyone. Why? The heart is not ready. They won't finish. All they worry about finished. Not how to finish. This day, my brother, is not for anyone. This is for only those who really want to make salah. Allah will love it. Do you see? Allah will love it. A meeting. Imagine I'm coming and knocking in the door. Yes. And I run. No salamu alaykum. No smile. No nothing. When you stand in salah, the way you're standing in the front of your Lord, the way you think about standing. One man, before salah, he used to be very happy. After salah, he was very sad. People went to him and asked him, why you are happy before salah and you're very sad after salah? He said, before salah, I'm happy because I'm going to meet Allah. And I love meeting Allah. And this is why I'm happy. I cannot wait to meet Allah. And he said, why you are sad and crying after salah? He said, I do not know if he accept my meeting or not. Or if he punished me for the bad manner in his time of his meeting. Or I commit mistake during the meeting. Or if he allow me to live to have another meeting or not. And he stay crying until the following salah. Look at them and look at us, where we are. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, he entered a masjid and he find a man, you know, doing something in his clothes or he's doing something in his mustache. What he said? لو سكن قلبه لسكن الجوارح. أو لو اطمأن قلبه لاطمأن الجوارح. If his heart was content, his body will be content. One of the companions, he was praying in the masjid. And we know the story. Earthquake happened. The masjid was small and old. It collapsed. Everybody screamed, they left the masjid. And he in salah, he did not even recognize what going on. When he makes salam, he find out nobody around. He said, what happened? Why you left? They tell him. He was surprised. Another companion, he said, wait until I cut my leg. When he was wounded so bad and they have to cut his leg. He said, wait until I go to salah. Because I would not feel nothing. Another companion, he in the battlefield, watching the enemy at night, and he get an arrow. He continue, two arrow, he's continue. And when he is bleeding so much and he finish his salah, he wake up his partner. And his partner waited, why you didn't wake me?
He said, I was in the middle of a beautiful salah, I did not want to ruin it. Look at their salah and look at our salah. And the man who the thief attacked him. And he took him to a deserted area full of skeleton and left over human being. He said, please, before you kill me, can you let me go? He said, no, you will be like them. He said, okay, please allow me to make two rak'ah. He said, but don't spend too much time. It will not benefit you anywhere. All the people before you, they did the same and no benefit. He said, please allow me. He make two rak'ah. By the time he make taslim, assalamu alaykum wa rahmatullah, and before he makes another taslim, he saw a warrior in a horse with a sword, and he cut the head off the thief, and he's running away. He get up and he said, please tell me who you are and how you came. He said, I'm an angel from the sky number 4. When you make your own dua the first time, the whole sky has been trembled. And all the angels screamed to Allah, oh Allah, allow us to go. And I cannot wait. I went to Allah and asked him, allow me to go save your servant, the one who called you with your name. In one report, in a book called Al-Adhkar, Al-Imam al-Nawawi, it has been reported about this man, the dua he said, Ya Wadud, Ya Wadud, Ya Wadud, Ya Halim, Ya Kareem, يا رب العرش العظيم يا غياث المستغيثين أغثني برحمتك يا أرحم الراحمين. He called Allah. He called Allah 3 times. By the 3rd time, before he get up and finish, the thief was been dead. But what kind of belief he has in his heart when he makes a dua? Yes, a dua is available in many books. I can read the dua, but it's not working. Why? My status in my heart like not like their status. Abu al-Ala al-Hadrami radiallahu anhu, he walked in the water by dua. He bring in the rain by 2 rak'ah. What we did? What we doing? But their 2 rak'ah huge than our 2 rak'ah. Their wudu different than our wudu. Their status of their heart different than our status of our heart. By this way, my brother and sister in Islam, which one you think will be more value to start with? Outside or inside? I'm not saying again, outside is not important. It's important. But you finish it in 1 hour maximum. I guarantee you, in 1 hour you can finish most of what you need for wudu and salah. But what I'm talking about is a struggle. You have to build the awareness. You have to let the dunya out of your heart. And it's not easy. We all drink a lot. And we have a lot of formula of dunya. We grew up in full of dunya. Our parents only talk about dunya. Our grandparents only talk about dunya. And our life and our people around us talk about dunya. According to the dunya material status, this is me. If I'm not doing well in dunya, I'm nobody. It becomes the material status above anything. You can do any mischief, you can do any sins, but do not break the material status, you will be nonsense. Today, I swear by Allah, how we clean our heart. Our heart is so dirty. It's so dirty. So dirty. Because we have been dirty for a long time. To clean it, it will not be overnight.
It will not be in a session. By this way, do not remember or do not forget. What you're hearing is not a cure. What you're hearing is not a magic word. It needs a struggle daily. One day you may have good salah, maybe 10 days you may have no good salah. I remember my father, may Allah give him mercy. He told me, all you need is 2 rak'ah, accepted by Allah, and you will be saved. Because if you make 2 rak'ah accepted by Allah, you will be fine. I said, but I'm going to do 2 rak'ah. I was very young, maybe 6 years old. I said, I'm going to make 2 rak'ah and that's it. I'm not going to pray anymore. He told me first, to reach the level when you have 2 rak'ah really accepted by Allah, you have to do a lot of struggle. And if you feel the sweetness of 2 good rak'ah, you will not stop salah at all. It will be the most beautiful thing in your life. This is why Rasulullah said, وَجُعَلَتْ قُرَّةْ عَيْنِي فِي الصَّلَاةِ. And most beloved thing to me was salah, prayer. Again, you see, we love Allah. If we love Allah, we love meeting Allah. And if we love meeting Allah, our salah will be beautiful. Because always you remember those who are you loving. Whatever whom you love, you think about them. Your heart trembles for them. You will meet them. You will hear their voice. You will see them. You will talk to them. You will complain about your problem. You will seek help from them. Because you know, they love you. They will support you. This Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This Allah. You want to seek help? Make 2 rak'ah to Allah. You want to complain about some situation? Call Allah. You need something and you do not get it? Call Allah. Even you are very weak and your heart is so dirty? Call Allah. Tell him, oh Allah, clean my heart. You have a lot of waswas and a lot of things happening to you in time of salah? Call Allah. Do dhikr. Sit in a prayer yard or sit in anywhere you make salah and just make dua. Prepare the place where you pray. Prepare it. How you prepare it? Prepare it by sitting in a clean environment. No statue, no picture, no nothing. Clean the environment. Clean your heart. Clean your body. Clean your clothing. Study how to make ghusl. How to make stinja, how to clean yourself, how to purify yourself from urine, how to clean yourself from air. Keep your heart and your eyes and your tongue engaged only in the remember of Allah the maximum you can. If you engage in something bad, ask Allah to forgive you. Do not hurry going towards salah. Take your time. Take your time. This meeting is so valuable. You do not know, maybe it will be the last meeting. If you know, all your need in the hand of Allah. If Allah be pleased with you in a time of meeting, maybe He will give you everything you want. By this way, which one? You hurry to go where? You're leaving the owner and you're going to the slave? There's many story about many things about salah. But this, my brother and sister in Islam, what's coming in my heart. Number one, the main pillar of salah is the status of the heart. And again, remember, what you see in salah from any garbage and many interference by shaitan is coming before salah, not in the time of salah. It is the lack of doing your duty before salah and what you're thinking of after salah. And don't ever be hurried too much in salah. This why even if salah came and food come, eat. By this way, your heart will not be connected to food. Very important. Finish your desire and after that go to salah. By this way, you will be content. Please, my brother and sister in Islam. Everything in Islam starts from inside out. If you have faith in Allah, you think your salah will be weak? If you believe you're meeting Allah, your salah will be weak? If you're loving Allah, your salah will be weak? If you really have anxious
and conscious about your salah, is your wudu will be bad, or you will miss, or you will be abusing water, or you are causing mischief, or oppressor, or envy, or guilt, or anything against anybody before salah? You see, today we're running after the ritual. We want the ritual, the outside action, and we do not care about the beauty of salah and the connection of salah and whom we're doing it to. We want finish it, get rid of it, but we do not want to enjoy it and have pleasure with salah. I'm just a talker. I wish and I hope Allah will give me the quality of what I'm talking about. I'm just a reporter. Don't look at me as I have it. No, I do not have it. I swear by Allah, I do not have it. I wish I have 1% of a million of what I'm talking about. We are too far. The whole ummah is too far. But I believe in Allah. He's so generous and so mercy. And He knows. I only try and ask people to try. And you will feel Allah is so generous. Allah is so generous. I cannot share with you many things happening. Just by believing Allah is so generous and so kind. But try. Try to reach Allah. And the first part to reach Allah with is salah. Give Allah His own respect. Try to do good wudu. Try to prepare yourself for salah. Try to decorate yourself and your heart before salah. When we go for a meeting in the evening, we make sure we have ghusl, we dress nicely, and we have perfume. The companion used to do that when they go to salah, when they go to Eid, when they go to Jum'ah. Allah asks us to decorate ourselves for Him. May Allah save us. How many of us do that? We decorate ourselves for Allah. One woman, after she took care about the need of her husband, she told him, please, permit me to go make some rak'ah at night. The husband wake up in the middle of the night and the wife is still praying. And he asked her, oh so and so, why you do not come to sleep? She said, I discover how much Allah loves us and He never sleep. How as the one who loves us do not sleep, and I know the one who loves me do not sleep and I sleep. I cannot go sleep from loving. Today we get up when we have a bad desire or some calamity. We get up and crying to Allah to take it away from us. How many times we get up or even make salah on time just to please Allah and be happy between His hand and do it nicely and sit and stand nicely and think who we meeting, who we facing, who we talking to. We try to perfect our tongue, our Arabic grammar, our Arabic, which is good. Big part of it mandatory. But do you know what more than mandatory? Cleaning the heart. Cleaning the heart. Because the angels again will come in the status of the heart. Bilal radiallahu anhu, he has a problem speaking. Because he came from a country, he cannot pronounce seen and sheen. So Sahib al-Rumi has a problem. But these people, they make dua to Allah, Allah accept. Why is the status of the heart? Again, I'm not saying to you, don't learn. But learn inside out. It's better for you than outside. And living inside without no working at all. It will never work. And ask Allah for guidance. Ask Allah for light. Respect whom you're meeting. Give Him respect. Call Him. Spend your time in dhikr. Correct the relationship between you and others around you. Make sure nobody is upset with you.
Make sure you do not lie and give bad commitment to somebody. Make sure you're not engaging in backbiting or namima or others. Think about death, what you prepare for yourself in the grave, and what Allah is saving for you in the hereafter, and what you've done for it. Ask yourself, if I die tonight and I meet Allah, what I accomplish for Islam and Muslim? What I leave signed behind me? Because if I do not do that, I will not engage in the right salah. Unless I feel responsible and I feel what the gift Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala leave it for us in Jannah and what I done for it. If I do not understand the magnitude of the relationship between me and Allah as a slave and His master, the doer of all everything, if I believe in that, why I run into salah? Why I'm busy with everything except Allah? Why I'm worried about everything except Allah? Why I'm worried about my future? What I'm worried, and said I have to have security and insurance. And we forget, as a Muslim, my security and my insurance with Allah. Allah is the one, He already secured us. He's the one, He promised the believer to give them the good life in this life and the hereafter. My dear brother and sister in Islam, salah starts from inside out, not outside in. Let's clean our heart, our tongue, our ears, our eyes, our body from any mischief and many things against the will of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And let's fill our tongue with dhikr of Allah, our eyes with looking in the bounty of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and thinking about it, and doing shukr to Allah and thanks to Allah, and only listen to what benefit to us in this life and hereafter, and only let this body to be a slave to Allah, to go after the orphans, the needy, the neighbors, involved in da'wah, doing something, engage in teaching, learning, even make other Muslim happy, visiting the sick, take care about the elder, respect our family, even if they are sinner, they sinner to themselves, but I have a duty in the front of Allah to be kind and generous to them. Make sure when I give commitment, I keep it. Don't look to cars and houses. It's dirt. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said that our earth is dirt, and what in the top of it is dirt. And we go into the dirt. With dirt. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He said, in the tongue of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, لَوْ كَانَتُ الدُّنْيَا تُسَوِي عَنْدَ اللَّهِ جَنَاحَ بَعُودًا مَا سَقِيَ فيها كافر شربة ماء. أو كما قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم, if the whole earth and what it contains equivalent in the eye of Allah of one wing of a mosquito, Allah will not allow a disbeliever to drink a sip of water. This how the whole earth and what it contains in, insignificant in the eye of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And this is what we're running after. We're running after garbage. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we're not spending enough time. Do your salah calmly. Read slowly. Think about what you're reading. Do your takbirat with glory to Allah. Recite with understanding and fear from Allah. Bowing with complete devotion to the one who created you and created me. And prostrate to the one, He only own the forgiveness and repent, and the treasure of all the earth and the kingdom of Allah. And make taslimat, and with a question, if Allah accepted from me or no. And always before salah, make sure you ask anyone close to you to ask you to forgive you. And if you are a wife, ask your husband if he's pleased with you. Always. And if you are a daughter or a son, ask your mother if she's pleased with you and your father. Very important. Their status of pleasure is a key. Correct the relationship between you and other. Allah will correct the relationship between you and him. This is Salah, inshaAllah. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala open my heart and open your heart to respect Allah and love Allah the way Allah wants. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala allow us to make salah according to the way Allah will accept it from us. Only purely to Him, humbly to Him, purely to Him, only for Him. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala allow us to listen and said, Allahumma ij'alna min alladhina yastami'una al-qawl fayattabi'una ahsana. O Allah, make us among those who listen and they do and implement the best of what they're listening to. Allahumma razuqna husna al-khatima, razuqna al-khushu'a wal-khudu'a fi al-salah, razuqna al-ikhlasa ya Rabbi fi sirr wal-alaniyah. اللهم ارزقنا حبك وحب من يحبك والعمل الذي يقربنا الى حبك وتحبيب عبادك فيك. اللهم ارزقنا حسن الخاتمه يا رب العالمين. اللهم ارزقنا حسن الخاتمه. اللهم اجعلنا هداة المهديين غير ضالين ولا مضلين ولا فاتنين ولا مفتونين برحمتك يا ارحم الراحمين. اللهم لا تجعل الشيطان لنا سلطانا وكن سلطاننا ومولانا يا رب العالمين. اللهم ارزقنا رضاك والجنة ونعوذ بك من سخطك والنار. اللهم إنا نسألك العفو والعافية والمعافاة التامة في الدين والدنيا والآخرة. اللهم ارزقنا النظر إلى وجهك الكريم وأنت راض عنا وتقبل منا غير ضالين ولا مضلين ولا فاتنين ولا مفتونين برحمتك يا أرحم الراحمين. اللهم اغفر وارحم وتجاوز عما تعلم إنك أنت الأعز الأكرم. اللهم اغفر لنا ولآبائنا ولأمهاتنا ولأجدادنا وأعمامنا وأخوالنا ولكل من له حق علينا من الأحياء والأموات. اللهم آتنا في الدنيا حسنة والآخرة حسنة وقنا عذاب النار. ربنا توكلنا عليك وألبنا إليك فاغفر لنا ذنوبنا وإسرافنا في أمرنا وثبت أقدامنا وانصرنا على القوم الكافرين. اللهم يا مقلب القلوب ثبت قلوبنا على دينك. اللهم يا مصرف القلوب صرف قلوبنا على طاعتك. اللهم لا تزغ قلوبنا بعد إذ هديتنا وهب لنا من لدنك رحمة إنك أنت الوهاب. اللهم إنك جامع الناس اليوم لا ريب فيه فاجمعنا مع نبيك وحبيبك ومصطفاك وأنت راض عنا وهو متقبل منا وهو راض عنا يا رب العالمين على سنته وعلى هديه يا رب العالمين من غير بدعة ولا تضليل ولا تبديل يا رب العالمين برحمتك أرحم الراحمين. اللهم أوزعني أن أشكر نعمتك التي أنعمت علي وعلى والدي وأن أعمل صالحا ترضاه وأصلح لي في ذريتي إني تبت إليك وإلى المسلمين. اللهم أوزعني أن أشكر نعمتك التي أنعمت علي وعلى والدي وأن أعمل صالحا ترضاه وأدخلني برحمتك في عبادك الصالحين برحمتك يا أرحم الراحمين. وصلى الله على سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين. سبحانك رب العزة عما يصفون وسلام على المرسلين والحمد لله رب العالمين. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته وجزاكم الله كل خير.